Genesis chapter 21. And Yahweh visited Sarah as he had said, and Yahweh did to Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which Yahweh had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as Yahweh had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, Yahweh has made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne to Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And Yahweh said to Abraham, let it not be grievous in your sight because of the lad and because of your bondwoman. In all that Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac shall your seed be called. And also the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is your seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, took bread, a bottle of water, gave it to Hagar, putting it upon her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs, and she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot, for she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him, and lifted up her voice, and wept. And Yahweh heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of Yahweh called to Hagar out of heaven, and said to her, what ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for Yahweh has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in your hand, for I will make him a great nation. And Yahweh opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad to drink. And Yahweh was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spoke to Abraham, saying, Yahweh is with you in all that you do. Now therefore swear to me here by Yahweh that you will not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done to you, shall you do to me, and to the land wherein you have traveled. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I do not know who has done this thing, neither did you tell me, neither yet have I heard of it but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what do these 7 ewe lambs mean which you have set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs shall you take of my hand, that they may be a witness to me that I have dug this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because they swore both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of Yahweh, the everlasting El. And Abraham traveled in the Philistines' land many days. End of chapter 21.